We're excited about what God's doing. Let's go with the message. I love that graphic. Can you pull that miracle off there? Look at that graphic. How you like that graphic? Say. How you like that? Wow. Is that how you feel when you think of how God is so good to you? Say. I mean, look at him. Showers of blessings. Amen? Come on. Miracles. Miracles. Look, today's message, the miracle of redemption. Say that with me. The miracle of redemption. The miracle of redemption. We just sang about it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed his child and what? Forever I what? I am. You ever felt like you've been thrown out? Maybe some of you have in life. Been thrown out? You ever felt like somebody didn't care for you? Say, anybody like that? If somebody ever didn't care for you a little bit, didn't care for you, felt like you were trash? Say, somebody threw you out like trash? He'll never do that. Did you hear me today? Yes or no? I don't care what you've been taught by another church. They told you a lie. He'll never throw you out. Did you hear me say? The miracle of redemption. The miracle of redemption. We're going to talk about it today. One of my favorite subjects. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, Jesus, made of a woman made under the law. Matthew 1. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a what? A son. And they shall call his name what? Look at it. Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. What a miracle. A miracle. God would pour himself into flesh and blood and visit the earth as a man. He would walk among the people as a full-fledged human being in every respect, yet be fully God at the same time. He would leave the throne of heaven to walk among men. The King in disguise, the Lord of the universe in human scale, the Creator among the creatures. Is that a miracle? Are you listening or not? Did I lose you? Is that too heavy? I don't think so. Come on. And she shall bring forth a son. Say it with me. And thou shalt call his name. Say it with me. Can we say it louder? Call his name. Say it again. Come on. Shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. We're talking about the miracle of redemption today. Are you kidding me? God became a man. For me? Yeah. God became a man for me. Can you say that to yourself? God became a man for me. Would you say it out loud though? God became a man for me. One more time. God became a man for me. When you start whining or something, say this with me. Come on. God became a man for me. Is that a miracle or not? Well, it's no big deal. I mean, well, he did it for everybody, whatever. Is it a miracle that God became a man for you? The miracle of redemption. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. This is just me today. Things I see. I could have easily, I've got 7 miracles of redemption. I could have written 100. And if I'd have started talking to you, we'd have been up to 500. Wouldn't we say? The miracles that have happened in your life because of your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It's incredible. 7 miracles right from the Word of God. Number one, miracle number one. We're talking about the miracles of redemption. I'm here to encourage you today. They asked me what I do for the football team. I told them I'm a cheerleader and just a motivator, man. That's what I do on Sunday. Okay? I'm here to cheer you on today. I'm here to motivate you that you have the miracle of redemption. Amen. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen? Come on, let's go with it. Here we go. Miracle number one. Jesus gave himself willingly as the sacrifice for my sin. I want you to say it with me. Say it out loud. Come on. Jesus gave himself willingly as the sacrifice for my sin. Is that a miracle? Say, your sin. The mess you made. The junk you did. He gave himself willingly. I'll take that on me. But we see Jesus. He was made a little lower than the angels. Why? For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, say it with me, should do what? Taste what? For every man. Jesus. Miracle of redemption. Number one, Jesus gave himself willingly, as a sacrifice for my sin. But this man, Jesus, after he offered one sacrifice for sins, for what? He sat down at the right hand of God the Father. Is that a miracle, say? He offered the sacrifice, the one thing that you needed, the one thing that I needed. He did it. And when he did it, he said, it's finished. And he went and sat down. Amen? Say. That's a miracle, man. Miracle number one. Say this out loud. Now, we got to holler it. This is the deal today. You can't be lazy on me today on this one. Come on. Can you say that pretty loud? One, two, three. I am saved. Woo! You did pretty good. I'm saved, man. Hallelujah. That's a miracle, man. I know me. He saved me, man. Is that a miracle or what? The miracle of redemption. We're just getting started. Number two. Miracle number two. Now, you got to say it with me. Jesus, help me, completely reconciled me to God now and... And that's why I said I don't care what you've been taught. Listen. He's got to be laughing up there when we think that we're keeping ourselves saved. Did you hear me say? He's got to be laughing like all of a sudden, okay, I did all that, but now I'm going to trust him to do the rest. That's hilarious. Paid in full, baby. The word mercy means price paid. The word mercy means price paid. The word mercy means price paid. God had mercy on us and he paid the price. And we've been reconciled to God the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now and what? Not just when you get your act together. Because if you're like me, we still probably ain't got our act together. Aren't you glad? What's the Bible say? To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. And now he's committed unto us the word of reconciliation. He wants us to go about his business of reconciling the world to him. Did you hear me? What a good job to have. Amen? Come on. Well, I can't talk to people about Jesus. So, oh my gosh. He loves them. It's free. They don't have to come and be a church member. They don't have to do squat. Only one thing they got to do, and that's what? Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without faith, it's impossible to do what? Please God. Absolutely, man. Are you kidding me? Who shall separate us? Listen, I've been reconciled completely now forever. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? I'm persuaded. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other what shall be able to separate who? Us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. How does that make you feel? Is that a miracle? Amen. Now you got to scream it out loud. Come on. I'm hoping we're going to get louder by the end of the message. Here we go. Come on. Say it with me. One, two, three. I am reconciled. Woo! How you feeling? Some of you might have come in here feeling today like trash. Like you've been thrown out. It's all your mind. You ain't been. Did you hear me say? He loves you. You've been reconciled. Miracle number three. We're making it. Say it with me now. Jesus freed me from the curse of... He freed me from the curse of sin. See what the Bible says. Wherefore as by one man, that's Adam, sin entered our world. And so death came about because of sin. And so death passed upon who? All men, for all have what? We've all sinned. But listen, He freed us from that curse. That curse, we've all sinned, and because of sin, we're going to die. But He freed us from that. Look at what the Bible says. For if by one man's offense, Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of what? And of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. Say life, come on. By one, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He has freed me from the curse of sin. Keep looking. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him. That the body of sin might be what? Destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is what? Is what? Freed from sin. Now guys, you're smoking something if you think you are sinless. And even after a believer, after you become a believer in Christ, you can think you didn't sin on Friday. He might see it a little differently. Did you hear me say? That's the deal here. Hey, we need to live a righteous life, a holy life. We need to strive to do that. Amen? To say no to the flesh, but we still got it on us. Amen? However, you've been freed from the curse of sin. You're not freed because you don't sin. You're freed because He died for you and He rose victorious. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, we ought to say something. Come on. Now listen, every once in a while I'll be in my office and I'll get me a little quote. Because I talk to myself. When I preach in my office, I preach out loud. To me. I do. It's weird. How many know that? How many ever been in my office and you heard a voice inside the office? You think he's got somebody in there counseling? Oh no, it's just me counseling me. What happened again this week? I was thinking about being freed from the curse of sin, and the Lord spoke to my heart, and I wrote this down. I'm going to die one day and not even know I'm dead. That's funny right there. Everybody going to be like, oh, poor man. I played Curly years ago in Oklahoma. How many saw that thing? Oklahoma, you know that show? And old Curly singing over it. Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head. And that's probably what they're going to be doing to me one day. Be looking over me, poor Gary dead. And I'm going to be going, I died? I didn't even know it. I've been freed. Are you listening today? Come on, man! I've been freed! Free! Free! How much is that worth? Now, I don't want to go to no church and not get Jesus. No, you don't want to be freed from that, from death, do you? How stupid is not wanting that? Amen? Say. You listening? Oh, man! I'm going to die one day and not even know I'm dead. Can you say that with me? I'm going to die one day and not even know I'm... Now, I'm going to feel bad for probably... I ain't even going to feel bad because I'm going to be in heaven. I don't even feel bad. I was going to say I was going to feel bad for the ones I left behind, but I'm probably not. I'm probably going to be just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, breathing new air. And finding it God's of touching a hand. Amen? Say. Come on. Would you say it with me loud? Come on. I am. How big is that? Woo! We're talking about the miracle of redemption. I thought I would just say, oh, no, brother. No. With redemption, you got a package. Amen? Come on. Number four. Say it with me. Come on. Jesus delivered me from the powerful clutch of the... How many of the devil had both hands on your life when you came to Christ? I mean, he had you like this. Now, you might not have known it, Whether you knew it or not, he had his hands all over you. You were his. And he was taking you to a devil's hell. Are you hearing me today? But because of redemption, Jesus has delivered me. Amen? Isn't that crazy? Is that a miracle or what? And we might say, well, why is the devil still in my life? It's because you're putting your hands on him. Yeah, you're putting your hands on him. He ain't got his hands on you, Jack. You've been freed. Hallelujah. Amen? Say, I've been freed. He's delivered me from the powerful clutch of the devil. What's the Bible say? For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. He became flesh and blood for us, that through death Jesus might destroy him that had the power of death. That is who? The devil. This is what Jesus has done for me. Here's what Jesus says. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall what? Never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, look at the word here, is what? Is what? Then who? And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Now listen, I'm not here trying to make an argument today. If you want to believe you're saved and you can be lost and go to hell, happy trails. Have at it. I think you're skating on thin ice in your Bible to even prove such a thing. But go ahead. If that's the way you want to live life with your head down, have at it. I've heard this argued. Put that verse back up there, please. I've heard this argued. And no man is able to pluck. I've heard it argued, yeah, no man can take you from the Father's hand, but you can take you from the Father's hand. Last time I checked, you were what? You were what? A man or a woman? Since when did you become like a gorilla or something? You're still a man. You ain't going to pluck yourself from the... How many have ever in your life gotten so depressed, so down, you stopped going to church or something? Can I see your hand? A few of you in the house today? Sure. Did you know what the song we sing? No, no. He'll never let go. Don't you like that song? No, no. He'll never let go. Amen. Is that a miracle? Come on. I love that stuff. Wow. Praise the Lord. Uh-oh. Say this one loud. One, two, three. I am out of clutch of the devil's hand. Are y'all sometimes amazed in your life? Are you amazed at maybe how bad you were? And maybe the addiction that you had? Whatever it might be, and that you're free today, and he just flat snatched your butt right out of that. How many could raise a hand and say, that happened to me, preacher. That happened to me, preacher. That happened. Can we just praise the Lord with everybody? Come on, praise the Lord. That happened to me, babe. Woo! This ain't kooky preaching either. Had a preacher of a large charismatic church in Switzerland was here a few weeks ago. Nobody knew he's in the building. Big church, bunch of services. He's a charismatic. Big old Pentecostal. I said, well, I'm not charismatic. He said, oh, yes, you are. How can you not be when you get happy like this? Amen? Say, come on. Come on. This ain't kooky. This ain't me making stuff up, guys. This is the Bible. I had to flop on like a chicken on the floor to get this. Did you hear me say? This is incredible. This will make me want to flop, though. I hear you that. Come on. Y'all going to go out here and say, he had lost his mind. That's all right. If I lose my mind on redemption, good. That's a good way to go with it. Amen? Miracle number 5. Oh, my gosh. Say this one with me, would you please? Jesus healed my broken. That's the miracle of redemption. He healed my broken heart. The Scripture says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to what? To heal the brokenhearted. To heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are what? Bruised. The miracle of redemption is Jesus healed my broken heart. How big is that, people? Is that pretty big? I'd like you to memorize a verse with me today. Elise, are you in the building? Good. Mitch? Good. They were here for the first service. Sometimes I have to watch how I talk because my family's been through a lot of pain. And not just Gary, but Mitch and Elise. They were abandoned just like I was, and it hurt. Would you memorize this verse with me? Please, you might need it later. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. How about again? He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. This is a miracle of redemption. Hang in here with me. This is a really important part of the message today. Say it one more time. He heals the broken in heart and binds up. Without getting too much into detail, I was married 28 years. And my wife chose somebody other than me. Broke my heart. And I found out about it on a Sunday morning. Broke my heart. Broke my baby's heart, Elise. I came home after church. She was gone. But my baby, when I walked up to the front door, there was a verse, and it said, He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. And I walked upstairs to my room, and on the door jamb, before you go into the door, she had put this little verse, He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. And when I'd go to the bathroom and brush my teeth, it was right there. She put another one. He heals the broken in heart and he binds up the wounds, Daddy. Wow. How much do you think I love my daughter? How many have ever received a flower from Elise? Some flowers ever from this church? That's one of the little things she does. If you stay long enough, you might get one. If you let me know, we'll get you one. Amen? How about that? Here's the point. You got to hear me now. This is big. This is a big point. The miracle of redemption is He heals the broken heart. He heals the broken heart. Say that with me. He heals the broken heart. And I don't know if you're going to get this or not. I hope you can get it right now. The day I said my heart was broken, my heart was not broken. It was my mind that said my heart was broken. It was my emotion that said my heart was broken. My heart was not broke. Did you hear me or not? Say. Did you get that or not? Did I lose you? No, Gary, you had a broken heart. No, I didn't have a broken heart. I thought I had a broken heart. But when you peeled it all back, God's up in heaven going, boy, your heart ain't broke. You just think it is. I fixed all that when I saved you. Nobody can ever break your heart. How powerful is that today? Say. We can, yeah, come on, man. That's big. I'm talking about what we have in Jesus, man. Are you telling me nobody can ever break my heart? That's what I'm trying to tell you. You can't fix a broken heart anyway. Now somebody else can come along who they love on you. Ooh, they fixed your broken heart. No, they didn't fix your broken heart. You don't want somebody else coming along fixing your broken heart. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Because when they go, there's your old heart broke again. And you'll suck life out of them. Did you hear me? Jesus said, people don't fix your heart, I do. And I heal that broken heart. When I died for you, when I rose from the dead, that's why He gives us scriptures like this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, does it make a little better sense when you see scriptures like that in the Bible? Say, yeah, but. We say yeah, but because of our brain. We say yeah, but because of our emotion. We do not say yeah, but because of reality. Reality is I don't have a broken heart. And it sometimes takes us crazy people a while to catch up to the fact that our heart ain't broken. Did I lose you today? Good, I hope not. Hope you heard that today. And anyway, I'm glad I could say it. Amen? He heals the broken heart. Now, would you say it real loud? Ooh, mercy. Come on. 1, 2, 3. I am. Now, guys, I'm going to say something that might upset you, some of your doctrine here, but that's okay. Guys, we pray for healing. I'm all for praying for healing. But you're going to die one day. Do you understand that? Did you hear me? You're going to die one day. It's appointed unto man once to what? Die. It's going to happen. History proves it. If you don't believe me, just go walk around the graveyard. Okay? Here's the point. In Jesus Christ, by putting your faith and trust in Him, because of what He's done for you, redemption, you will never, ever, ever have a broken heart. You have been healed. Say it with me. I have been what? I've been what? We speak over sicknesses so often when we ought to be speaking to ourselves about our heart. That's, boy, I tell you what, that's one kind of doctrine I believe in, that we ought to go around talking to ourselves about, I am healed in my heart. I am healed in my spirit. Amen? Say. Because I know one day the old physical thing's going to catch up with you. And you can say that if you want to, and that's okay to talk. I like praying for healing and praying for help and deliverance. I love that. But the bottom line is, the one sure thing that's never going to happen, ever, to the child of God, you will never, ever, in my view, not in reality, have a broken heart. Did you hear me say yes, yes or no? All right, that might have made you think. We'll see what happens. Miracle number 6, we're almost done. Would you say that with me? Jesus represents me as high priest, mediator, and before God the Father. Is that a miracle? Say, how many ever needed a lawyer? You were in a jam, something happened to you, or you did something. You didn't know a lawyer, and it was stressful to even find one. Can I see your hand? Isn't it? Roger was saying, yeah, you call 1-800-ASK-GARY. 1R. I told him we need to come up, I know the best lawyer to recommend, we need to come up with our own 1-800-ASK-GARY, 2Rs. Because I know the lawyer, baby. Did you hear me say? Listen, he represents me in heaven before God the Father because I'm saved, because I'm his child, because he'll never throw me out with the trash, because no one can ever separate me from the love of God. Listen, look at this. For there is one God and one what? Between God and who? And that's the man who? And that's my Savior. That's why all roads don't lead to heaven. Only that road does. I am the way, he says. If you want the lawyer, if you want the mediator, if you want the one that's going to talk to God on your behalf, you better choose Jesus Christ. You better choose Christianity. Did you hear me today? All right? Look at this incredible verse, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost, I like to put there, guttermost, that come unto God by him, seeing that Jesus ever lives to do what? Make intercession for us. Jesus, this is a miracle. He ever lives. He is alive right now at the right hand of God the Father. He ever lives. This is what he's all about. Representing me before God the Father. Isn't that a miracle? And when I get trouble down here on this earth, I have a hard time even finding one to represent me sometimes. Isn't that crazy? Is that a miracle or what? Did I lose you again? Hope not. 1-800-ASK-GARY, all right. You know who I'm going to say call on? Jesus. Amen? Say. Come on. Would you say it loud with me? A little different. I am. How's that make you feel? Say. You ever had some mess happen and you knew it wasn't true? And people are saying it? And you knew what truth was? And you knew that your Jesus was making your case for you? How many ever can relate to that this morning? Say, I knew that. I knew He was making my case for me. That's a miracle, isn't it? Wow. Last one for me, but I know we could go on and on, but we got to quit. Here we go. Miracle number 7. Wow. Jesus, say it with me, has given me never-ending abundant. Woo! And guys, don't act like I knew this stuff. I didn't. I thought my heart was broke. Thought He ain't listening. Thought I was dead. Just my crazy mind. This is facts. This is based on the Word of the living God. Amen. Say. The thief comes not, but for to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But because of Jesus, He has freed you from the clutch of the devil. Listen. Say it with me. I am come that they might have, and that they might have it more, or life to the full. So, He's given me never-ending abundant life. Hey guys, if you're a retired age, why don't you live a little? Say, why don't you get one? Why? Because when you turn 60 or 70, you got to be like everybody else. Or 80, like Pete. Why you got to be like everybody else? It doesn't have any life. A lot of times they walk around, they get this old walk. They start practicing at about 50. Say, heck no, I'm not going to be like that. I have abundant life. I'm going to keep my head up. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep trying. Why not? Because you can. Say, you don't take your cues from AARP. Got it? Say. You listening or not? Yeah, but I got the card. Yeah, but you got the word. Which one you want? Come on, man. But that's us. We get so down, defeated. What's the Bible say? Say it with me. Nay, in all these things, we're more than what? Through Him who loved us. Is that what the Bible says? Did you notice it was all Bible today? I mean, I'm just over here just cheering it on. Wow. I'm alive. Are you hearing me? Say that with me real loud. I am. Woo. You're going to die one day, not even know you did. Come on. Come on. Come on. Is this not hope? Is this not say what? Come on. What a thrill it is to be a child of God. The miracle. I could talk about miracles all day. Nothing beats the miracle of redemption. Now, here we go. Let's get on our feet. Here we go. Come on. I got one last cheer. Come on. One last one. It'll be okay. You'll be fine. Don't leave yet. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. We got all 7. We want to say them with a lot of volume. Got it? What have I got to do? Move? What are you doing? Quit pointing at me. Here we go. He wants me on a screen for the DVD. Are you ready? Breathe in. Here we go. Are you ready? Real loud. You got 7 to do. Number 1. Keep going. Say them loud. Come on. Help us. Come on. Last one loud. Again. I am alive. One more time. I am alive. One more time. I am alive. Last time. I am. Can we make some noise this morning? Praise the Lord this morning. Kidding me? Woo. I had a blast. How many think I've been drinking? Just for the record, I don't drink at all. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, the Bible, he told the woman at the well, if you knew who it was asking you for a drink, you'd ask me for a drink. And I'd give you something inside of you that would spring up unto everlasting life. Amen. Overflowing. Amen. I haven't always been like this. I haven't always thought like this. Because I didn't truly understand and appreciate the miracle of redemption. Did you hear me? I still don't have it all down, but I'm getting better. How about it? Come on, let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen? Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow.